Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Charlotte Mojela says, good evening, Bafundisi. We must fear and listen to God more than people. That is Charlotte there. We must fear, listen to God more than people. I suppose this is how we can avoid false testimonies to a particularly great extent, Charlotte. I believe you. I believe we should do that. Just like Peter says, should we fear God or man? Should we fear the Elohim or man? You know, and I believe that we should fear the Elohim and hear from him, because his word is true.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Jesso Untikane says, greetings, Brother Ray, your guests, and the Radio Pulpit family. And she puts a smile emoji there. How beautiful. She says, is it true that it's not important how you start, but how you finish? Let me tell you before I continue reading what you said. I have heard that even in my younger years as a youth. I've heard many people saying that it doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you finish. But I know that, you know, first impressions last, you know, and if the foundation is not good, how will the house stand and be good, you know? These are the contrasts that I discovered as I was growing along. That is why then when we become born again, it becomes a fresh start. And that start is Christ, and Christ is perfect. It says, apparently God does not look at how you started. Yeah, but how you finish, there's a lot of propaganda in that, you know, and many times we really falter there. So all your life, you can live your life anyhow, and on your deathbed, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you qualify to go straight to heaven. Let me tell you that. The word says, for the Elohim cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he has sown. So you can't mock the Father. There's no way where you can circumvent the knowledge of the Father and try to do something else and to bring something else. It's very much incorrect. And I think many of us have been misled when it came to that. We were so highly misled when it came to that. We ended up actually thinking that it is true. When they said it doesn't matter how you begin, it does matter. That's why I gave that example and said, look, if you basically say, this foundation, I can build it anyhow, as long as when I finish, the house will be good. You're lying to yourself. That house will be riddled in the goings of time. So we need to be careful with regards to that. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApps. Otherwise, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The topic tonight is false witnessing, the warnings against the effects and the dangers of false witnessing.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let's listen to Mfundisi Nwamba.
How?
Mfundisi Nwamba, nikutwi. Thingi ibuyisele emuva mhlambe ngiqale futhi lapha na ngazi kwenzakaleni ke. I WhatsApp yakhe ayizwakali at all. I WhatsApp ka Mfundisi Nwamba, but now I think sitakuyiva.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba. Lethithokotisako.
Amen.
Manje vela kuba khona ubufakazi bamanga ngenxa yokungazi izinto, kungacundi kahle iBhayibheli, kungacondi kahle insindiso. Manje lokho kuba khona amanga vela uma umuntu angaziqondanga insindiso, angaliqondanga kahle izwi likaNkulunkulu, kuba khona amanga vela. Omunye ubaba bampha ukuthi bana baba kunenkonzo but manje ikuloku bandathe molari kwalele tsebelo zene ka thapela manje ubaba are ra kulebo wa mdimu ra ulebo ka mpafela mdimu ai are sana profelo ka wena mdimu
hau
ka uri mahos tipiche le fase ka muka ufela le antsa nyakana le wena mdimu asa uhoetse mdimu tsela are sana tsepo mdimu uya bona manje ubuyisela sizwe sikaNkulunkulu emuva ngenxa uye wayezwa izinto zamanga kuthi babambe ngendiza bafunana noNkulunkulu manje belungu baye bahamba bafuna uNkulunkulu ngendiza bangamthola uNkulunkulu manje wayefuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu athole abelungu manje ke ubufakazi lobamanga lobo buba khona vele sizweni sabantu kuningi vela lokuba khona mfundisi ikakhulu nalabo abaya kuba profit uma efika umprofit umpha oil athi le oil le imusa kaNkuluNkulu ungavula kuvaliwe manje le mfundisi umusa kaNkuluNkulu awusi oil umuva kaMusa kaNkuluNkulu umusa kaNkuluNkulu nje mfundisi kanti mabopa.
Hey, kana mfundisi sami. Hey, matata. False witnessing. People are being deceived left, right, and center. And we really need to be careful about that because we see that much of the times. The false witnessing. And kudlalwa ngabantu, I should say, it is a sad state of affairs.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. We are talking about false witnessing. What it is even all about. Mam Maureen. All right, Mam Maureen, somehow I can't hear you at all.
About false witness. You know when you are a false witness, you speak something that is not in line with the word of God. Here is the word that I am bringing. It is found in the book of Isaiah chapter 30. I will start to read from verse 8. You know, when you are a false witness, a false witness is a disobedient person, disobedient people. Here God says, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. God told me to write down in a book what the people are like so that there will be a permanent record of how evil they are. They are always rebelling against God, always lying, always refusing to listen to the Lord's teachings. A false witness. It's a person. Othi make khuluma. Akhulume lokhu izwi lingasho bona. Engathunywanga uNkulunkulu. And these people, this false witness, they tell the prophet to keep quiet. Hey, Brother Ray. They tell the prophet to keep quiet. They say, don't talk to us about what's right. Tell us what we want to hear. Let us keep our illusions. Get out of our way and stop blocking our path. We don't want to hear about your holy God of Israel. Yabona uma sesingama-false witness. Angeke silikhulume iqiniso likaNkulunkulu. Here are the people here, labat. They want to tell the prophet of God to be quiet. Bafuna ukutshela abantu bakaNkulunkulu, bafuna ubabekela, they want bafuna ubabekela nesikhathi. They want to tell the prophet of God, which, you know, those people are false witnesses. Verse 12, 80, but this is what the Holy God of Israel says. You ignore what I tell you and rely on violence and deceit. You are guilty. You are like a high wall with a crack running down it. Suddenly, you will collapse. Masingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, as the children of the Most High, those that were chosen, akumelanga sithuliswe ukuthi singalishumayeli izwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba igazi labo liyobuzwa phezu kwethu. False witnesses are out there speaking things that are not being told, are not being ukuthi umoya oyingcwele ungekho kubo. Lithi verse 14, you will be shattered like a clay pot so badly broken that there is no piece big enough to pick up hot coals with or to scoop water from a cistern. The sovereign Lord, the Holy God of Israel, says to the people, come back and quietly trust in me. Then you will be strong and secure, but you refuse to do it. Yabona uma u refuse is uNkulunkulu. You are a false witness. You don't have to refuse the word of God. And akumelanga sivimbe the prophet of God to speak the word of God. Ngani? Ngoba when we sivimba abantu ukuthi bangalishumayeli izwi likaNkulunkulu, we are false witnesses. There are people out there who are false witnesses. Bashumayela izwi without being called, without being invited. Those people are false witnesses of God. A false witness, it's a person who told you who witnesses something, yet that person is not saved. That person has not received Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. That person is a false witness. Abantu mabafinyelele kulazi liqiniso, mabamamkele uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi, so that they can be a true witnesses of God. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Here is the word that I am bringing. Love to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 30, I have started to read from verse 8.
All right, Mam Maureen Pakula, hey, speaker sakho namhlanje, hayi besingathi besingekho right. Besingekho right, I've tried to play it all so that we can be fair. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. False witnessing, what is it all about? Sawubona Dumela.
Hey, sawubona my brother. Hey.
Butwami, kunjani?
Ngiyabulisa, ngiyakubulisa kakhulu mfowethu. Ngiyazi ukuthi wena ukufeme, my brother.
Hayi, inkosi mayibongwe, man. Inkosi mayibongwe.
Ngiyabulisa. Ngibulisa nenceku uPastor Magama lapha noPastor Green.
Awuzeke. Le Magama?
Yeah.
Magama ngathuthulile nje.
Hayi, ngiyamuzwa umfundisi wami.
Oh, nakhokhe, nakhokhe.
Ngiyabonga uzi voice yakho mfundisi wami.
Ngiyabonga mphephetho.
Ngiyabonga. The topic, brother, is false witnesses.
Yes.
We have such a long ago, many years ago. Is that if you figure as a cartoon about courtless? Abantu abayo keep abantu denying the master Jesus Christ emabandle.
Yes.
We know that we tell abantu discusses workers of righteousness. We tell ibandla lithi kubantu hosting. Oh, Etumuholi, our pastor is a dynamic speaker. The paramisa laba bantu kuno kuthi baphakamise uJesu Christ umnikazi webandla.
Yeah.
The standard must be about truth and righteousness. Ngoba sibonile kakhulu manje endaweni eyiningi lapho izwi likhothamela labantu labo. Abanye bebancane uthole impunga ndoda ziguqa phambi kwakhe lo mfana.
Yeah.
Uthole ukuthi labantu babene pride.
Yeah.
Because they do their own thing and they won't answer to anybody. Their motive is self-promotion. Personal gain, having power over people.
Yeah.
So, false witnesses, bana mouse, you ati. The Lord tell me to tell you. Namanga lao. Nkulunkulu batshele nini, brother. False witnesses, bashadisa abantu, bekamba manga ngokuthi unkulunkulu ungibonisile ngawe my brother and sister ukuthi kufanele nishajane.
Hey madoda.
Kufanele nishajane.
Hey.
Ngoba uthole ukuthi this brother maybe uhamba ngama 454 wile nto umfundisi nangana transport uyakuya. Ayilethe ayocela i-transport kamboni.
Hey madoda.
Zona izinto zingahambi. Zingahambi kahle. Uyakuye lo manje uyamesha manje umkhethela omunye sister. Kodwa into engafuneki ukuthi aqambe amanga uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu uthi basiguqela labantu thina umsebenzi wethu ukuguqula abantu ezweni zabo njengoba uPastor Magama eseshilo brother.
Yes.
Babuyele kuye. Uze basinde olakeni oluzayo baba.
Yeah.
Nathi, my brothers, we are to read the word, to love God, obey his word, and test all signs and wonders and dreams. Because the devil uyabanika abanye amandla uzokulento uzobhijisa ibandla brother.
Yeah.
Benza izinto zenzeke nathi this man, the powerful man of God, the powerful kanti lo muntu ngoba nawe uSathane phela. He disguises sometimes as an angel of light. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brothers. UNkulunkulu asibusisa sivula amehlo sonke brothers sihlale ezwini. Umoya
wenu
uzosambulela. To God be the glory.
All the time may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much. Inkosi kubusise Butwami.
God bless you all my brothers.
Hallelujah. 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 We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 02-334-1322. We are talking about false witnessing.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Another aspect of it, and I'm looking into the word with regards to false witnessing. Proverbs chapter 12, verses 17 says, "He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness declares deception." Each and every time when one does false witnessing, they are devoid of the truth. It means they basically are making all their hearers to be avoiders of the truth. So you lead many people to sin when you're a false witness because you embrace deception, you embrace deceit, and you blaspheme at the righteousness of the Father. It is something we should take note of. It's very important. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingena kumfundisi makamu nakubalaleli bonke. Berendo kumfundisi indzaba lethu sokuthisaba.
Amen.
Imnandi indaba kumfundisi. Ngoba yobufakazi. Kulomunye ubaba kwafika umfana. Ngale Mpumalanga ngale kwakubithwa kadzeni kuze kusentransfer. Umfana wafikela kwelinye ikhaya ubaba wathi hayi mfana wami esesemncane nyana umfana wamfaka esikolweni. Wasimfana nami wena umntwana nami wena wakhula umfana wafunda isikole. Hey lo mfana lo wasesimboshi imbuzi ngale gazi. Umfana akhuluma siswati kamnanzi. Siswati sishamba ngekusho ukuthi umuntu wangale. Manje ke wathi uyabona mfana wami manje ngokuthatha lipasi manje ube ngumuntu wala entrasfan noma la eSouth Africa.
Yeah.
Bahamba baye police station. That's and ngokuqala police station.
Yeah.
Bafika police station. Wathi ngizothatha lo mntwana wami lipasi lo. Wathi mntwana wakho la wathi okay kulungile. Uyabona nangingabe kungase umntwana wakho lo. Ikhona into lesitoyithola la kuye la. Le kuyimaka yale mapu eMozambique.
Yeah.
Uyithola la kuye la. Manje ke uma kuwumntwana wakho akanayo mara ungase umntwana akuthi oba nayo lento. Bamsesha lo yamfana bayithola ba. Bathi lento le ithole ayikabantu bale Mozambique. Umuntu wala South Africa akanayo lento. Awu. Base baba khuluma iqiniso baba.
Yeah.
Bamfaka ekhona no baba, bamfaka ejele. Kadzeni phela uma uthathe tholakala umuntu wangaphandle ekhane lakho ubhasare. Hoyo bhadla unyaka wonke ejele. Kulo nyaka bakuphungula nje 4 months remission.
Hey mathu.
Manje ke ubaba wathola ibail ubaba. Hayi bathi ilanga lebambekenekezela ngale court. Ubaba akasazanga wabuya.
Hey mathu.
E court umfana ulapha ejele lapha.
Hey,
akabuyanga ubaba. Manje ke ngani ubufakazi bamanga. Halimo pastor.
Kan mambo mfundisi wamina. Hey madata.
Hayi
siyabuya, hayi siyabuya. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM. We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
Maureen Pakula, I said, that 7 minute long message, it was just low. Very low. I mean, I don't know what happened, but I think it's your microphone because I tried it this time. So let's see. I see you have sent another one. I will read this. All right. Mankosi says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Silalele siyafunda. UJesu makadunyiswe ngempela mama siyavuma.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Mam Maureen.
And again to you, my brother. Asna Gesi.
Oh.
However, where there is God, there is a way. I have sent the message. I wanted to tell you, Buti Yembela, I have no electricity right now.
Sorry about that.
However,
Amen.
Asikota kuba siyakwazi ukufinyelelisa ini izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ngani ngoba?
Amen.
You know where there is God, there is the way.
Ngempela,
where there is God, there is the way. Nami ngiyenza lapho ku radio ukuthi akuzwakali kahle.
Yeah.
Kepha kunandaba. So long as provided the message ufikile, as I guess right now, the load shedding with January.
Okay.
Here is the way. You charge the phone. The radio in the nayo. So I wanted to tell you about the Mbela, which as I guess, if I'm going to move, thank you very much. Good evening, my brother.
Alright, I think you can just check the settings of your own phone, because if you are able to send a message, it means then you can check at the setting. I don't think it's the electricity, but it's the setting on your phone. We should check. Sometimes on the microphone of the phone, you just remove that and it's fine. If we charge it right, it should be sending messages quite well. I believe that. All right, and let us listen also to Pastor Green about this very issue, and then we'll come to Umfundis Makamu. Remember to send us WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you're saying on this matter. Pastor Green.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Ray. Yes, hallelujah. We are continuing with the topic that is on the table today, false witnessing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. As I said earlier, yes, God hates the false witnessing. God don't want it. Hallelujah. It is not the will of God. It is not what God wants. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Ray, I've got a verse here, a few verses that I want to read here in the book of Proverbs that tell us what God, how God is hating these things. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. Just hear what the Bible say. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. Verse 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Verse 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. This is so, Pastor Ray, The Bible puts it clearly that God hates these things. Hallelujah. In these things, there's false witnessing. In these things, there's lies. There's things that is not, that God don't want. You look, for example, verse 17. The Bible said, talk about a proud look. And then the second part there, it says, a lying tongue. A lying tongue is a false witness. It's somebody that lies. It can be about other people. It can be about anything, but it's a liar. That's a false witness. It's somebody that bears false witness. It's somebody that does not speak the truth. It's somebody that does not do according to what the word of God says. You know, this thing is so powerful, Pastor Ray. And it is so heavy. Let me put it like this. It's so heavy. Because when I read there in the book of 1 John, the Bible says if somebody lies, he's not born of the Lord and he's not born of the Spirit. So in other words, that person bears a false witness. Hallelujah. He go further. He said the hands that shed innocent blood. The hands that shed innocent blood. You must be a false witness to shed innocent blood. People that did you nothing. People that did you no wrong. But just because of your, because of this false witnessing, you start to share innocent blood. Let me go further, Pastor Ray. He say a heart that devise wicked plans. A heart that devise wicked plans. Now, to be a false witness, Pastor Ray, it is not just starting on your tongue. It's not just starting when you say it. It is something that you, it's a wicked plan that you have devised. You devised it in your heart. It is thoughts that is coming through you. It is things that you plan to do. That's why the Bible says God hates it. A heart that devises wicked plans. You devise wicked plans against somebody. In other words, you end up using your tongue, speaking negative things, speaking things that is not like that, speaking false things. God don't want it. God hate that, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Then that end up that you have feet that is running swiftly to do evil. Feet that is running, your false witnessing can cause your feet, because there's a verse in the Bible that say how good are the feet of those that bring the good news. How good are those feet? How blessed are those feet? But if you are a false witness, you have feet now that is running swiftly to do evil, to do the things that is not in the will of God. Then he go further in verse 19. Verse 19 say, a false witness who speak lies. Oh, that one is so simple and so easy to understand. A false witness that speak lies. A false witness speak lies, Pastor Ray. Mm. That is what makes it a false witness, because of the lies. Una manga. Hallelujah. The person is lying. He's not talking the truth. They lie. There's no truth in him. I think that the petty people, they will say, unali maka. Hallelujah. A false witness. Hallelujah. He is lying. He's not talking the truth. God hate that thing. God don't want us to lie to one another. God don't want us to be a witness that carries wrong and evil things. Hallelujah. A false witness. That person is the one who sows. He sows discord amongst brethren. He brings misunderstanding. He brings confusion because of false witnessing. Mm. He makes people to fight.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Ray, our tongue is small.
Mm.
Our tongue is small. It's in our mouth. Our tongue is hidden away. But that very same tongue is like a matchstick that can set a whole. It can set a whole world, a whole village alight. This is how dangerous the tongue is. So those things are very, we must be very careful how we use this tongue. Must be careful that we don't speak things that we are not supposed to speak. Must be careful that we are not become liars, because sometimes we will cause people to fight each other. We will cause people to kill each other. We will cause people to misunderstand. Sometimes families can be scattered because of false witnessing. Sometimes marriage can be broken because of false witnessing. Relationships can be broken because of false witnessing. We have to be very careful. False witnessing, Pastor Ray, is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. People have to be very careful how they use the tongue. You look at our tongue, the tongue don't have a bone inside of it. It's like a sambok. It just hit left and right. It just move anyway.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful with this very same tongue. Because this tongue, the Bible said death and life is in the power of our tongue. So we can speak life and we can speak death. And false witnessing is like speaking death. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray. We'll go further.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And indeed, we will go further. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Mfundis, let me bring this to you. Now, we also see, and I'm looking in Proverbs 19, verse 9, a false witness will not go unpunished. He who speaks lies shall perish. We are just inviting death and punishment and condemnation if we do false witnessing, isn't it, Mruti?
Kunjalo mfundisi omkhumbulo ananeno Safira.
Yeah.
Ananeno Safira. Uananiya wafika wakhuluma amanga akhulumela umoya ongcwele. Right phambi komoya ongcwele. Inceku kaNkulunkulu yimilile. Hayi, sengothatha isikhathi bu, bam. Wadonsa bayobeka. Kakadlula isikhathi neyinsizwe zikakabuyi zisagubhela le aseke unkosikazi naye. Ngempela ngempela athi yebo wathi buphansi naye. False witness. Ukhuluma amanga mfundisi kuletha ukufa ngoba ukhuluma amanga kwasathane. The Bible says ukuthi uSathane is a liar, is a father of lies. And uma akhuluma amanga ukhuluma inature yakhe le nto leseyikuye. So whenever we speak lies, sikhuluma inature yakababa. So uyazi ukuthi ubaba akho ubani uma ukhuluma amanga. Kungakho uYesu utshela lapha kuJohn chapter 8 athi mina ningabo ubaba wenu uSathane. Ngoba kube nani bakaNkulunkulu nanizoyibona le nto leli. But since he is alive from ekuqaleni, so nina ningabake. So ukhuluma amanga kuletha ukufa umfundisi. And ukhuluma amanga kuyisithelo sale nto lela samadimoni. Kahle kahle. So whenever uma epulpit ukhuluma amanga uletha iyithelo zababakho uSathane not uJehova. You think ukuthi umile epulpitini likaJehova, but akusiyilo that time ukuthiyetha wena. Wenza ishow lapha. Le nto umekuyo le ithiyetha labantu abahleli laphayana i-audience yakho bazaye bazokubukela. And some of them abangakhoni ukusensa umoya. You understand?
Yeah.
Bahamba nawe, bahambisana nawe. Because ukhuluma amanga phambi kwabantu. Ukhuluma amanga mfundisi, uyamkhumbula uJezebel. UJezebel ahamba yofuna abantu ngokuthi ufuna ukutshontsha. Ngoba ukhuluma amanga phela kuhambisana also nokutshontsha.
Yeah.
Unabhoti ufuna insimu ka wakabu ufuna insimu kanabhoti. But since we are slowly going to be hard, we will umfazi efakade hayi wo ngizokulungisela ngeke wena ohluleke uthathe le nsini ngizokulungisa ahamba ayofuna abantu bafike bame bakhuluma amanga bathi unabhuti wamthuka uNkulunkulu angazange amthuka bambulale unabhuti bambulalela into yakhe ngoba ukukhuluma amanga also kuhambisana nokubulala
yes.
Whenever you speak lies, you are killing somebody. Doesn't matter if you are umbulala, umbulala as a slow poison or umbulala as a bullet, it smiles by me. Ngoba ukhuluma amanga, kuna lo muntu esheshayo afe, kuna lo amanga wakhona, azomshaya slowly. For now, basuka bakhuluma amanga bambulala unabhuti same day. Abuyela uJezebel efakathi, hayi bo, le nsimu phela ibeyikuhlula. What put it? Why I show Jehovah? A channel prophet is now gonna put you sent to me, now gonna walk up to send to me. I'm going to tell. After I speak and go back, oh, Kuruma Manga, Umuntu Kuruma Manga. We are the good way in Zila man. After I speak of prophet, that is so to me the sitter son.
Yeah.
Was a kind of good to go in sitter. Willie, oh, my feet. Ngoba yinyu kutina ikhona into erongo yenzini ukhuluma amanga awulali mfundisi awulali uhlala unovalo ngoba unembeza uyakutshela ukuthi what he did is wrong doesn't matter ukuthi ufakazela abantu abawubillion ungafakazela umhlaba wonke ukuthi ume nawe but uma le nto le lapho iwrong unembeza azokutshela ukuthi I am a false witness. Bonke abantu bathi you are a true witness kodwa inhliziyo uNkulunkulu akukhulume kodwa akutshela ukuthi you are a false witness. Noma kubalulekile ukuthi noma aeroplane wonke but you are a false witness.
Ngiyakuzwa
mina. So ukuba a false witness into ekhona mfundisi and and the only way you could see avoid is to practice the truth. When we come to Christ, she's a singer, and when we get there, we are trained to speak the truth. We are trained to depend with it. No man wani lang chukile orei. Kote mangi shogote mbo. You took it and you are told this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying the queen was a mother in Tulina. Or I'm not saying we divert and we beg and any angel. Mangi couldn't you talk to you the guineas into inch.
Marat, Niagos and Yabonga call in Cossack Busses and Angeles Mang. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Hanging out with Pastor Makamu.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
As we go to the concluding remarks with regards to this, let's hear also the concluding remarks of Pastor Green and just rush them a bit. Because they're a bit too long, and so that we can be able to have the concluding remarks also of Pastor Makamu with regards to the issue at hand. Right, let's see if I can be able to let that go. Yes, right, let me go to it. Pastor.
And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the of the garden. God has said you shall not eat of the tree in the middle. But the serpent already is turning things around. He's changing things, he's making things so that he can catch this woman. And that's exactly what happened today. Sometimes from the pulpit, things are turned around. The word of God is turned around so that it can suit the people and so that it can please the people and so that the people can feel happy. And then we say we are powerful. Pastor Ray, false witnessing, it can also be in our preaching. It can also be in our prophesying. It can be in many things. So we see so many things are happening around this world in these last days. The main thing of the devil that the devil is using today is deception. He's deceiving us. He's misleading us. Even the pastor from the pulpit is no longer standing with the truth of the word of God. Sometimes we are preaching things that is not in line with the word of God so that we can have more people, so that we can have more people. Yeah, the devil, he tried to get Eva. The devil is saying to Eva, did God say you must not eat of any tree in the garden? It's already a lie. It's already a false witness, Pastor Ray. It's a false, false thing. He brings something false to this woman. Verse 2 says, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. Verse 3 says, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. The woman knows, she still knows that God said you will die when you eat of that tree. You are not supposed to eat of that tree. She still believe it. She still believe what God has said to her. But just listen to verse 4. Verse 4 said, then the serpent said to the woman, you shall surely not die. That is what happened in the time that we left, Pastor Ray. The word of God say like this, and people turn it around. They become false witnesses. They don't want to bring the message the way God has put it in the Bible. They don't want to bring the true message. And you know, most of our people in the time that we live, they believe a lie. They like the lies. You know, when you look, for example, today, it's all about miracles. But the question we ask, is all the miracles true? Is all the miracles from God? Because others, you are not sure if it is really miracles. I remember, Pastor Ray, many years ago, me and my wife were involved in a revival. Mm. And my wife's sister was also there. So my wife and her sister, they got a deliverance ministry. And they were praying for a certain brother. And that brother was having demons. He was having demons of dogs and things. You know, different demons came from him. Because I remember when I came there in that room, he was saying to my wife, I'm going to bite you now. Now he was like a dog. But when the pastor of the church came, Pastor Ray, it was now something different. Because this brother was used every week as an example there in front. When the pastor lay hands on him, he must fall. And then the other people follow, and they also fall. So when the pastor come and he see that these people, my wife and her sister, is driving these demons out, he was smacking this brother. And then the brother responded, he said, no, you are not smacking the demon. You are smacking me. You are smacking me. So what I'm saying, Pastor, is this is how false things are happening in the house of God. Sometimes we are pushing people. People are not falling under the power of God. We are pushing them so that they can fall. That is not what God wants, Pastor Ray. The other thing, if you trap somebody's foot and blow in his face, it's obvious that person is going to lose balance and is going to fall backwards. That's obvious. You blow in his face because the person will try to balance himself and he will fall. Now we act, when we do these things, we think it's the will of God. In the first place, where did God say you must blow people's faces? Where did God say you must blow in people's face? I didn't see that scripture. It is not there in my Bible. So this is things that is happening in the time that we live, Pastor Ray.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate it. Mfundisi Makam, let me also bring it to you after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do not witness against your neighbor without a cause, for would you deceive with your lips? Proverbs 24:28 and 25:18 says, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. So these people baya limaza gakulu. We should be very careful about such. Thank you so much, Mankosi, uthi yo uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma mina nje ngiyawazonda manga kakhulu uma ukhuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. Siyabonga. God richly bless you. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Yahuwah Elohim, We exalt his holy name. There is no one like him. It is him who teaches us and guides us into all truth. You and I are learning together. Finally, Muruti Makam, take your 2 minutes.
Colossians chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 9. Which don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its weakness, wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. Don't lie to each other. Nala umphostolo Paulo safundisa kuti na ningakhulumi amanga. So don't lie. When you prepare a message, cela kubaba kuti na baba ufuna ngithini kwalabo abantu bami. Akusibona abantu bami labantu abantu bakho.
Absolutely.
And ufuna ngithini kubo. Then akunike the message.
Yeah.
Uzoba ukhomba yena. Hayi ubani bani wakuphi kuphi ukhombe yena as a savior of the world.
Yeah.
May the good Lord bless you.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu. Pass our regards at home. Ubabingelele ngendlela isimanga baba.
Baba ngiyabonga kakhulu siyakuhlangana ngolosini.
Nayo ke indaba emnandi ngolosini makunjalo. Inkosi kubusise. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you. Thank you, Mfundisi Amina. Thank you so much to Pastor Green also for gracing us with the topics there. I know it's raining so bad in your area there, but thank you so much for providing us with the information. We really appreciate. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you so much for, being patient with us, you know, praying also for us. Thank you very much. Thank you for the calls. Thank you also for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much also for the messages. Thank you for the voice notes. We really, really appreciate. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's no one like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And we are grateful to him that through his son, the Yahusha HaMashiach, he continues to show us that he is our salvation. And we thank him for his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit who guides us each and every time into all truth. From me, Ray, it's been wonderful. Mfundisi Makamu, inkomo.
Inkomo.
How's it going? And of course, we say, Tuda Rabba.
Your voice of faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.